The state has released a long-in-the-works plan for improving Fairbanks air quality. The community regularly falls short of federal fine particulate pollution standards in the winter, but many residents rely on wood burning for heat. There's opposition to any sort of burn ban. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, that's not part of the plan.
The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation State Implementation Plan, or SIP, outlines measures to reduce fine particulate pollution and bring Fairbanks air quality in line with federal standards over the next 5 years. Cindy Heil with the DEC Division of Air Quality says stoves and other wood and coal-burning devices will continue to be allowed even when air quality is poor.
You can continue to use those, however you need to use them correctly, and how it will be you'll be able to tell if someone is using them incorrectly is through their visible emissions.
The state plan includes smoke opacity standards, which get tougher as air quality conditions worsen.
If the air quality is poor, if have an air quality advisory, then you need to have a visible emissions of 50%. You have to meet that. If the air quality begins to deteriorate or get worse and the concentrations are continuing to rise, then the opacity levels will begin to drop and get more stringent. So there's a 40%, there's a 30%, there's a 20%.
Heil says violators identified by public complaints whose emissions are found to be out of compliance will receive advice on clean burning and options for upgrading their stove or boiler. Violators who fail to take corrective action can be taken to court. Heil says tightened emission standards reflect public input during the regulatory development process.
People who are doing it correctly didn't want to have their wood stoves, or the perception of their wood stoves going away. They wanted to be able to continue to use their wood stoves, and they wanted more focus on those who weren't using good wood burning practices.
Other measures in the plan include a dry wood requirement, an emissions standard for new stoves and boilers, and a requirement that non-compliant units be changed out of homes prior to the sale of a property. The plan does not demonstrate an ability to meet a federal 2015 attainment deadline, but Heil stresses it does lay out a path for progress toward attainment in 2019. The state is taking feedback on the plan through December 19th, and several public meetings are scheduled. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.